Luthier Steve Connor is sitting on a stool and playing music by Spanish composer Francisco Torrega on one of the guitars he built in his Katamit workshop. Today he's deciding which type of wood to use for his current batch.
Okay, here's the back wood that I'll use. In this batch will be Brazilian rosewood for some of them and maple for another one. So here's what maple sounds like. And here's Brazilian rosewood. More sustain, it rings longer.
Connor builds classical guitars that use nylon for treble strings, not steel, like a folk or country guitar. These guitars are used to play flamenco, Brazilian, and classical music. Connor's a musician himself, and he designs guitars for performers Elliot Fisk, Angel Romero, and the Assad Duo. Musicians come to him because he tailor-makes each guitar to suit their performance needs. Connor says he watches the artist's hands play to decide what scale length and string spacing to use. And if musicians can't meet with him face-to-face, Connor Skypes or plays music with them over the phone.
But ideally, meeting the person is the best. And then they can even help pick out their set of wood, which then makes it a great memory from them having, you know, an instrument that they might, you know, pass down as a family heirloom and, you know, having been there, picked out the materials, and watch the parts of the process is one of the most exciting things for these musicians. It's pretty much like I'm Santa Claus for these guys.
Connor's guitars are best known for an extra hole he puts in the side of every guitar. It's on the upper side, so if you look down while you're playing it, you'd see it. Connor says the hole lets players hear every nuance of the music they're making, and it also helps with projection on a larger soundstage. He says he came up with this idea after a tequila-soaked lunch outside of Boston in 1998.
And then I went back to the workshop and cut a hole in the side of a Junker guitar to, just do an experiment. Guitar making is a great blend of art and science, and part of it is just doing experiments. So I cut a hole in the side of the guitar, played it, and then put duct tape over the hole, and was amazed by the difference. So then I started working on prototypes with good instruments, and now I have a series of magnets surrounding the portal so that I can close it using a door.
Connor demonstrates this difference in sound when the portal or hole is open versus when it's closed. Here it is open.
And now I'm closing a hole on the side.
People think Connor has a dream job. He works 6 hours a day, has long lunches on the beach, and makes a good living right here on Cape Cod. Guitars are priced from $10,000 to $35,000 each. But while the job has its perks, Connor says the intensity and sacrifice are incredibly demanding.
Middle of the night, I'll wake up at 2 o'clock with designs in my mind. And it's sort of a leap of faith that you have to put everything into it. And that can be really intense at times. There are probably other things that might benefit the world more than me putting all my energy into this. But what I hope is that my sphere that I'm in is a very positive one. It's music, and music can be healing and can be a getaway. It's sort of meditative for a lot of the people who play it and listen to it. It's something that's completely beautiful. Music is just all beauty and goodness.
Steve Connor only builds 24 guitars a year in his Katamit workshop. He's had a waiting list for the past 10 years. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Alex Crowley in Katamit.